So I just want to give now this time just akdama to the inyanim of muktzah. A small akdama so we should understand a little bit the terminologies and what's really the halacha. So when you say, you know, is muktzah, there are a lot of things around that we have that are muktzah, and it's very to get to know the halacha. The truth is, in our houses today, most of what we have is actually not muktzah. Even things that we're not allowed to move, we're not allowed to use on Shabbos, and we call it muktzah. And, you know, oh, don't touch that, it's muktzah. Most, as we'll see by the end of the show, you'll see what I mean, is that most of the things that we refer to as muktzah are not really quote-unquote muktzah. And I'll explain what I mean. The ikar iser of muktzah, the ikar iser of muktzah, lachar, comes from the Chasam Sofer and Beya says, and others, that it comes from the fact that muktzah means there's a haktzah, it's like set aside, like there's some things on muktzah l'avodah zarah, you find such a muktzah mitzvah, and the schach of a sukkah is muktzah mitzvah, you set aside for the mitzvah. It's set aside, these things were set aside from the shimush of Shabbos. You don't have it in mind that you're going to use it. It's something which has no use, or at least no Shabbos use. And there's absolutely no use for such an item on Shabbos, or at all, but especially on Shabbos. So Mela, that item is muktzah, and Chazal is darshan from a pasuk vehechinu, that you're supposed to prepare the items that you lakavet Shabbos. You're supposed to prepare the items you need for Shabbos. So pre-prepare, everything has to be pre-prepared. But this item, you know, has no use. So obviously, it's not prepared for my use on Shabbos. And Mela, there's no achon on it, and I have no das on it, and it's not, and therefore it's muktzah for my das. For example, sticks, stones, or a raw piece of meat, it has no use. It has no use on Shabbos. These types of items. All right. Now, there's a shaila in the poskim. When exactly? It's mentioned on the base over there in the paper from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He asks Akasha. So when did this gzer of muktzah happen? When did it occur? So there's a gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet that it was in the days of Nechemim ben Chachlai in the second Beis Hamikdash that he saw that people were not careful with Shabbos, and he asked the tilto of all kalim. All kalim became aser. Only forks and spoons and knives, things that imams needed to eat with, were mutter. But every other kali was also, you're not allowed to be metal, you're not allowed to move any keli whatsoever. But then people got better with Hilchos Shabbos, they were more careful, so they took away some of the Yisurim, and they took away even more, and there was a couple levels until they left it to the way we have it. How do we have it today? We have it today as what's known as a kli shemalach to l'isser, a kli which whose primary use is for Isser. A hammer, which primary use is to bang something into the wall, a pot, whose primary use is to cook, a pen, whose primary use is to write with. So a kli shemalach to l'isser is also to move it for no reason, if you have no particular reason, or even for the purpose of saving the kli. But if you have a use, a Shabbos use, for the kli, you're allowed to move it. So for example, you want to move it, let's say a gufay, let's say you want to take the hammer and open up nuts with it, or something like that. That was an example that the Gemara gives. That's mutter. Let's say a gufay, or let's say a mekayma, if the thing's in your way, you're allowed to move it. And in addition, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that is part of that gzer, what remained, is that even a kli shemlachter laheter, which is completely mutter, you're allowed to move it, obviously, even if it's outside and it's going to get damaged, you could bring it in, a regular kli shemlachter laheter, but a watch, whatever, but for no reason whatsoever, shaloi letzarech klal, just in the mood of moving it from here to there, shaloi letzarech klal, there's no Shabbos-related use for this movement, you're not allowed to move it. It's also betiltel for that. That was a later gzera, and that's la halacha. So, it sounds like this happened, this whole gzera was revolving around in the second Beis HaMikdash, in that time of Nechemiah ben Chachlaya. So the shayla is the Gemara in Shabbos, frekt the Shulchan Aruch Rav and all Achreinim, that there's a Gemara in Shabbos, and when David HaMelech died, they didn't know what to do with him. Because he died on Shabbos, and they didn't know where to how he was in the Shusha Rabbim, and they didn't want. They were afraid that the heat was going to be mazik the goof, Chas v'shalom. So they were trying to figure out an eitzel. They came to the base manager. What should we do? Dovid HaMelech. And they figured out a way to... So Frekta Shulchan Aruch, that's way before Nechemya ben Chachlaya. And you see there was an Isser Muktzah already. So if the whole Isser Muktzah is from the Gzer of Nechemya, so why were they nervous about Muktzah from the times of Dovid HaMelech? So the truth of the matter is there is a chassam sofer in Shulchan Aruch that says that the story of Dovid HaMelech was because they wanted to bring it from Shasur Abim to Shasur Yachin and do Muktzah. But then why would kick of a tinnock walk? And that's the kasha. Anyway, so, but the pashas was also muktzah. So you see, the muktzah was way before Nechemim and Chachlaya. So how could it be that this whole Shach Vatari happened later? So Zokt, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and it's also in the Vilna Gaon, they say that there's two totally unrelated isurim of muktzah. There's one isur of muktzah, like we said earlier, that's something that has no use of Shabbos, absolutely no Shabbos dikka use, and it's not a kli, there's no use for it on Shabbos. That was also already way before. That was an isur derabanan, and that was an isur keduma. That was isur also already during the days of David HaMelech. So a dead body has no use of Shabbos. That's muktzah, vada, that's muktzah, haktzah, midaitoy, you have no use for it at all, and a person doesn't think about using it. It's not mukhan for your use on Shabbos, and that's muktzah, and that we knew all along. The new gzer of Nechemya, non new muktzah. It's talking about gzeres kelim. Think about it. The original gzer of Nechemya was included items which you could have used on Shabbos, just a regular keli, except for forks and knives. But basically, any other keli was included in that gzer. You had toys. You had other thing. All the also betiltal. You weren't allowed to move anything. Klishim lachta leheter. You weren't allowed to move it. So it was a new gzera. They wanted to mekad the Shabbos, that people shouldn't move things around for no reason, and think about what you're doing on Shabbos, and otherwise you'll be busy all day, like the Rambam says, it's on the front of the page there, you'll be busy all day moving around things, and you're not going to end up thinking of being mechabit Shabbos properly. So Memela, they made a new gzera. In that had nothing to do with whether you thought about the kli, you didn't think about the kli, it has a Shabbos use, it doesn't have a Shabbos use, it was a new gzera. Now even when they knocked down all the parts of it, so we were left with two parts of that gzera still. We're left with one part of a kli shemalachta laheter, a regular kli that you have no use of moving. Shlola tzara klal, it's still also betiltal. Now you can tell me that's a mukta. That's a type of mukta. It's not mukta. Mukta means it's not in my das. This is a kli shemalachta laheter. I have das on it. So why is it a problem? It's only a problem because it's a new gzera. Chazal didn't want you to move things around unnecessarily. Tiltal is not Shabbos dik. Second of all, there's a kli shemalachta laheter. Remember, the examples klish matalis are things whose primary use is for aser dika uses, right? So those things also is included in this new gzera. You shouldn't move it except for the way you're allowed to move it. So you have a use for the hammer. So that Chazal say you're not just stop moving it around for no reason. That use is considered a Shabbos dika use. Since it's a Shabbos dika use, it's for Shabbos. So that shtimis with the gzera that they let you do. Okay, there's a shiloh. Can you have a tzorach gufoy that's not for Shabbos? Shlom Zalman declares. Let's say you want to move a hammer. You want to move a lock. Whatever, a hammer, he says. I don't know exactly what the case would be. You want to move a klishmat talisser to protect a different klishmat talisser. Because you can't move the other one, because l'chama l'tzel. But this one I'm moving because it's tzorach gufoy. I want to use it to protect the other one. So Shlomo Zalman said, a lot of places can say it's also because it's not a Shabbos use. Shlomo Zalman says it is mutter. That's called the use of the kli. But
why is it different when Kiveni says you could send Leichter to Yakala because you wanted to have it today? No use of it today. The fact that I want it there, that flies
the Shabbos. Because the ultimate use there is to be nana from it. Here the ultimate use is to protect the thing which Gufa you can't move it to protect it. No, but Klish Matal Heter doesn't need that extra Kanish. That's called Shalot Tzara Klal? You want to say that's called Shalot Tzara Klal?
Shalot Tzara Klal is not a Shabbos.
No, I know. Shalot Tzara. Right, you're allowed to move. Right, okay, but whatever. But it's not worse than if it would be Muhammad Tzel of this thing itself. So, I want this.
What?
There is a question out there, Rav Eisenstein asked one time, that why isn't Muhammad Tzel just called Hachana? Whatever, because I'm really not going to use it today. I'm going to use it tomorrow, so I want to save it for tomorrow. But anyway, so the just to clarify, so in other words, there's two really categories of what we call muktzah, things which you're not allowed to move. things which are mamish muktzah, and those things were already also from David HaMelech's times, not a kli, things which have no Shabbos use at all. And then there's kalim. Kalim is klishim achta le'is, leheter could be a keli that has some limitations. And then there's klishim achta le'is, whose primary use is aser. Okay? And those you're allowed to move under specific circumstances. So for example, let's say you have a pot on the counter, you're allowed to move it, it's in the way, even though it's a klishim achta le'is, whose primary use is for iser. But you're allowed to move it to, you know, because it's in the way. But stam is there for no reason that it would be aser, and that's not called muktzah. So now, in our houses today, how often do you have real muktzah? You have a branch from outside fell into your house, these things that you want to move. Most of the things that are in our way that we have shilas about is because we left kalim that are around the house.
Pets.
What?
Pets.
Oh, that's a good shila. So, you have things around the house that you left in the wrong place, or whatever, and it's in the way, or you want to use it for whatever reason. All of that is technically, according to this, not really called muktzah. This is the Vilna Goyin's Mahalach. There may be other Mahalachim out there, but this is the Vilna Goyin's Mahalach. So that's really a different Isser. That's an Isser of Gzeres Kalim. Now, and just to bring out, there's two very nice L'chora, two very Gishmak Nafkaminas of this. Of this distinction, that fundamental in the principle of muktzah that would apply to muktzah, but wouldn't apply to what we call to kalim, klish malata leiser. By the way, a lot of our kalim, like phones and other electronic items, that technically don't have any other use except for what they're made to be used for. You know, a hammer, okay, so it's a functional thing. You could use it for different things, which maybe would be mutter, or a pot. So maybe you can't use it to cook on Shabbos. You could put stuff in it. You could store things in it. You could use it for all sorts of different things, which are mutter on Shabbos. But electronic items, electronic cell phones, and other things, there's really no other shimush that they have except for the shimush, which is also to do with it on Shabbos. So, in such a case, there's a big shaila in the poskim whether you can even use it at all for tzarguf mekayma, because maybe it'll explain. Why not? It's a kli. So we'll see, maybe based on what we're saying. But some say you can't move it to a gufa mekayma. So if you leave your cell phone in the way, it could be you're not allowed to move it to a gufa mekayma because it has no shimush at all of heter. So, no, because you can't get to the clock either unless you press a button to see the time. Okay, but you can't set that on Shabbos either. So preset? Okay, that's a problem. What could be used for? What? That, why is that called a shimush of the thing? It makes noise? That's not a shimush. I'm not using it. And a lot of people don't say that that's called a shimush hetzer. What would be pshat? Why wouldn't you be allowed to move it at all? It's a gufa mekaymai. It's a klish malachtalis. Its primary use is iser. Who cares if it also has a use of heter? The reason is because if, according to this, if it's a klish malachtalis iser, it has no shimush of heter, so it's not shaykh to Shabbos at all. So now it's not in your das. So it goes into the other category. This type of kli really goes into the other category. It's really muktzah, so it has no heter. That's the pshat. The pshat is that if it's really muktzah, it has no shaykhs to Shabbos, so Yitaka didn't think about it, so then it's taka muktzah, and you're not allowed to use it at all. Now, there's two other nafkaminas like this. One nafkamina is what everyone knows, is the halacha. You pick up something because it's in your way. The kids before Shabbos didn't put away their crayons, and it's on the Shabbos table. Now you want to pick up the crayon, so the klish matzah l'iser. So you want to pick it up and move it, it's out of the way. So now, once it's in your hand, oh, go put it in the drawer. You're allowed to continue moving it. You're allowed to continue moving it to it's only to be other. The mechaber brings halacha. You're allowed to continue moving it and putting it down in its place. So the poskim mechaber paskins that's only true by kalim. By this gzeir of kalim, there's a din that you're allowed to continue moving it because there was no real iser tilto. The point was that you're not allowed to move it for no reason. But once it's in your hand, you want to continue moving, you're allowed. But if something's mamash muktza and was in your way, and somehow you got in your... You're not allowed to continue moving it at all. So just because, let's say, someone picked up something, oh, this is muktza. Oh, but once it's in your hands, continue moving it. No, you're not allowed. You have to drop it right away. This heter, that once it's in your hand, you're allowed to continue moving, is only for kalim, for klish malach to lisser, and you picked it up for a reason, or maybe even with no reason, depends. But you're not allowed to continue moving a real muktzah. And the other thing would be, there's a halach in regular muktzah. There's a halach in regular muktzah that migu diskatzoy. It means there's a halacha that if something was mukta at the beginning of Shabbos, it's also the entire Shabbos. It doesn't become mutter later. That if some, even if it changed status somehow in middle of Shabbos, you have cases like that, there's food that wasn't ready at the beginning of Shabbos and it became ready, whatever it is, or a fruit. A fruit was on the tree when Shabbos started, now it fell off the tree. Okay, so now it's mutter to eat it. You're not allowed because migu diskatzoy. It was muktzah bein hashmoshes. So that
the challenge is raw bein hashmoshes.
Because that's going to be there's a reason for that. So the but you're right theoretically. So what? Yeah. Okay. Right. So what would be? That's by something which is muktzah, right? You had a fruit that was on the tree. You couldn't get it on Shabbos, and then it fell off. You're not allowed to move it the whole Shabbos. What about if you had a kli that was malachta le'isr ben ashmoshes? The primary use of it was for isr ben ashmoshes. And something happened to the kli, either you changed your mind. Let's say you had a pot. You decided, like someone said an example, right? You had your chalent pot. And you decided, you know what, I'm just going to use it as a serving bowl the rest from now on. I'm not going to use it as a pot anymore. So you change it. It becomes a kli shemachta le'heter in the middle of Shabbos. So would it retain its isr of tzarguv mekoymai? Or no, we say it was a klish malach to le'isr at the beginning of Shabbos. It's not going to become a klish malach to le'heter anymore. So according to this, you would say, no, that's only by muktzahs that way. Muktz, migud yiskatzoy, something which is not in your das, at the beginning of Shabbos, it doesn't matter. But this gizer of kin depends on what it is. If it's klish malach to le'isr, it's aser. If now it changed status and it becomes a different type of keli, then it's klish malach to le'heter, no change. It will change the status. This is what I was thinking. So I found right now before the shir that Shvus Yitzchak brings this psak down. That according that would be the halacha lemaisa in such a case. So just to chaz over, there's two separate categories as we go through to understand. There's categories of muktzah, which means it's mamash not in your das, has no functional use on Shabbos, and that's also under all circumstances. If it was like that at the beginning, you can't move it at all. And once it's like that at the beginning of Shabbos, it retains its status the whole Shabbos. There's another thing called Kalin, which was a later Gzera, and that is different halachas. That depends. If its primary function is Isser, then you're not allowed to move it for no reason, for anything except for a Shabbos use. Targuv Mekoymai, Klishmatal Heter, you're allowed to move it unless it's Shlo L'Tzarech Klal. Okay.